Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday's episode, One Good Question of 50% Facts, where we take questions from y'all and answer them in 10 minutes or less. Today, we got a doozy. It says, Sebas, maybe you can hop in too, as you're maybe new to this.
All right.
Where Jim and I have done it in a couple different facets. How do you get organized your thoughts, wants, and plans, etc., when you're building a business? And I mentioned this to Sebas because he's trying to, and he already has, but he's doing it more formally now, organizing his photography outside of YouTube podcast, what he does within these walls. He runs our website. He does all our apparel picks, et cetera, et cetera. But he's stepping out beyond his fitness clothing background into other areas and how to organize that, how to sell it, your wants, your thoughts, your plans, your needs. I'll start to give you guys a second to think. Mine are pretty easy. I organize my days similar, and we've ragged on the American style or most of the world style on education. Now I think that's an issue because they line up everything for you perfectly, and they don't teach you these skills on how to line up your own stuff, which not only if you're an entrepreneur, but if you have any kind of freedom in your job and not someone hounding down the back of your neck, you're going to have to learn how to organize your own shit. And even college, you don't really, right? Like class schedules, you kind of pick one or two, but like they're set. Everything's set for you.
Yeah.
Deadlines are set. Everything's set. And I don't know where I learned it per se. Maybe because I was entrepreneurial-ish in the beginning, or maybe extracurriculars played a role growing up where I had to fit in things. But for me, it's been really easy. So I organize my day on what I feel is most productive. I do it the same every day and how I like to do it. So I've mentioned this multiple times, multiple places, but all my computer work, which is my least favorite, but takes maybe the most brain power in some senses, emails, communication with sourcing, et cetera, I always do that first thing in the morning. That's my, 7-8 in the morning till 10-11 clock, where I'm handling those and organizing anything, any bullshit. And that has to do with my personal bullshit too. I do my taxes in that time period. I'll do my communication with some of the real estate stuff I'm going through in that time period. And I say I hate that because I don't know if you guys know this about me, because I don't really talk about it. It doesn't really matter in modern day because email and text is such a thing, but I hate talking on the phone and shit. I hate even just talking to people. But I hate making calls. And there's something that makes me have an anxious wall that I have to step through to even send an email sometimes. I know you feel similarly sometimes.
Unfortunately, similar.
Or whatever it is. So I do that all first thing in the morning where I'm just trying not to think really. I'm kind of shutting down. What is it? What's creative? Left brain? Right brain? I forgot. Whatever that is.
I think right brain is creative.
Yeah, because left-handers are supposed to be creative something. Yeah. So whatever. I'm trying to shut that off and just go like analytical logic. Step 1 through 3 brain, and that's when I do all that kind of shit. After that is then content stuff. So YouTube, podcast, whatever it might be, or even like planning, light planning, stuff like that is when I'm texting the team about social media posts or social media ideas or thinking of my own. Organizing, it's all easy for me. I just do it on my phone. I just do it in Notes or Journal or whatever that app is. And then nighttime, which I think is kind of stereotypical but true, is kind of my creative time. So I like to absorb content in that time because I think it inspires me, and I don't necessarily absorb the content in which I'm going to make in terms of mediums. So obviously probably content, YouTube, podcast plus apparel is most of my creative outlets, and I'll absorb things that are not that. So I absorb movies, TV series, music. I'll listen to music at night, streamers, different things of the cultures and things that I like, news. I like politics. So I'll watch that kind of stuff in the evening, and then jot down ideas if they come to me. I don't force it. I'm lucky enough in a spot in the creations that we do, because podcasts and YouTube are like authentic. We don't have to like act. I don't have to like force the creation of it.
Yeah.
And the clothing is a brand, so there's like barriers on the creation of it, and there's spots where it doesn't have to be created. Long story short, like if you're a writer and you your business is writing, you have harsh deadlines where you're forced to create. Like you have to write every morning because you have to write a book in a month. Or a comedian needs new material because they have to do a new show or a new special next week, so they constantly have to write. Our type of creation doesn't have as strict of a timeline, so I'm not forced myself to create. I kind of let that side come to me. But that's kind of how my day goes in terms of organizing my thoughts, plans, etc. My wants, I don't really organize. I don't know how to answer that. But yeah, that's how I go about business and life.
Yeah. Sebastian, you want to go next?
You go first.
All right. I knew you were going to do that. I am not as organized as that typically.
Yeah.
But when I have a lot of things going on, the more I have going on, the more organized I'm going to be.
I'm similar. Yeah. I'm similar.
I think that, like, I don't do anything that requires, like, in-depth analysis in the morning. I'm so much better for that kind of stuff at night or under pressure.
Yeah.
That's always the case.
We talked about in the last episode that you're a night person. So yeah. That seems to line up, right? Like when you have the most energy or juices flowing is at night. Mine's, I've talked about it too. I don't think I'm a morning or night person. So I force it. One I force.
I am very deadline focused in that, like, I want to plan about how I'm going to meet a deadline, but I may not actually do the work to meet the deadline until close to the deadline.
Sure.
I think that's pretty common. Like, I think that that's something I fell into in school, and as I've always kind of been that way. Probably the most creative times are when my mind is on something else entirely.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I absorb content.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same idea. I'll see, like, I sent Sabas an old music video of, like, A Tribe Called Quest from, like, the 90s. It has nothing to do with what we're doing. And it's, like, really shitty green screen, but it, like, just looks so cool, you know? And so, like, that inspires maybe a photo shoot or something, but I'm not looking for it. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to music.
Mm-hmm. Like, any of the business admin stuff, I either, if I can get it off my plate quick, I will get it off my plate. If it requires that combination of analysis and creativity, it has to wait until I'm either under deadline or I feel like I'm going to be good at it.
Yeah,
it's a really weird, like, kind of gut thing where, like, it isn't even, you could say in the mood for, but that's not really it. You feel prepared for. I feel ready to do this now and I can know I can do a good job with it. Whereas other times you just pass things over because for a while, because, like, I know that I'm not going to do my best work on that right now.
Yeah, bandwidth probably, right?
Yeah.
Depending on what else is going on, if you have the bandwidth to handle something that's annoying or frustrating or in-depth.
I do make, at times, make lists of, you know, like, to-do lists or whatever.
Yeah.
But I try not to make them aspirational. I make them, you know, I don't make goal lists or anything like that because I find them depressing.
Yeah, I don't really have to-do lists. I have, like, notes.
Yeah.
Hey, like, remember to kind of focus on this ish. And even I don't even check them because and they say it. And I think it's been proven. I'm not 100% sure. But when you write shit down, you tend to remember it better.
Yeah.
And that's mostly why I take notes. It's not because a lot of entrepreneurial or, like, life coaches have you make lists and check it off. And there is something to that, I think, because then you feel better about it. Like, there is something there. But I have so much anxiety that I have a to-do list screaming in the back of my head all day. So if I have one in front of my face also, then all I hear is noise.
Yeah.
So then I would rather just have notes like, hey, check in with Seabass on X. And that would be one of my notes. And then it'll tell me to give a little bit more attention to whatever that sits in. I do think, similar to what I say with nutrition is, as strict as your goals are, is as strict as your plan needs to be. And I think running businesses are similar. If you set up processes from the beginning, which may take more time, those processes then are kind of organized on their own and hopefully are a little bit more autonomous. So then you only need to be as organized as busy season or busy project or busy thing comes. Like, sure, there's probably CEOs out there that are running $100 million companies that have to schedule out every 10 minutes. But I don't think unless you're, like, the treadmill of Microsoft, like, you're the thing keeping Microsoft moving, you probably don't have to be that crazy.
No, probably not.
Like, there's a lot of successful people that aren't like that too, you know? Like, there's a lot of successful that lean way more on, like, a spiritual flowy route or something, you know? And I think you just have to find out, what makes you productive.
I think that just kind of an insight to my process around creativity and problem solving and so and the and how those come together is that I like to think through a lot of scenarios about how something might work or how a problem might be solved or, you know, or something I'm going to build or whatever, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to do until I get in it.
Sure. Especially when you're running your own business, I feel like that's kind of everything.
Yeah.
Because like you're going to run into another problem.
Yeah. I know I'm going to make this work. I just don't know how I'm going to make it work.
Yeah. I mean, I think
I would rather get started and figure out where, run into the problems and then figure out what the solutions are rather than, you know, spend all of the time at the beginning to know exactly what I'm going to do going in.
No, I think that's the best advice for any project, any business, anywhere, is if you have the end goal in mind. And they say it, right? Like how you get there will change, but if the goal stays the same, because you just can't. You want to have some foresight and you want to be as predictive as possible. We just talked about that in a vlog with like setting up equipment in the gym. Mm-hmm. Like we've all thought all it through best we can, but you also just have to like put it there.
Right.
And then observe for 6 weeks and see how the flow is and adjust. Around, and same with any project. The problems may look different, but you kind of just have to start with an end goal in mind and then just tell yourself, I'm going to get there no matter what. And then bounce around through a million mini obstacles.
Yeah, we're sitting in a thing where like the set, like we lost a bit of the set to the feral cat that pissed on things.
Yeah,
it's like okay, so I have an idea of how I'm going to set the set up, but I know I'm not have time to finish everything I want to do with it. So I'm going to get through this part, and I will figure out the rest of it as I go along. And it's been like this for a few months.
Or even this entire room was like that.
Yeah, this entire room was like that. Built, right? For sure.
Like we just started breaking walls down and like, all right, we don't know where we're headed, but we're going this way. We need to clean that part, and then we'll clean this part, and then we'll see what it looks like, and then we'll organize it. And even how Sebas set up the apparel and stuff. So to the right of the podcast is our shipping and fulfilling, and where we have like an office room where we meet for meetings. That's gone through like 3 or 4 transformations, and they're all functional enough. And then you find on one, and this one seems to be working the best so far. So you keep it there. Yeah, mini problem solve. But you don't know those until you're like in the water.
Yeah. No, for sure. Okay, Sebas, your turn.
Got anything? Finally. How do you organize editing? And because you wear many a hat.
Honestly, I wish I had. I wish I had like a way that I do it, but I feel like I have so many things that go on through like my head, and obviously I work here at the gym. I try to get things done for like the website or clothing stuff, and then also YouTube. But I just kind of chip away at one thing at a time. So let's say I have a video due on Monday.
Yeah.
Kind of how Jimbo is, where like he's good like under pressure.
Yeah, you need a little deadline.
Yeah, I feel like I need a little deadline, so I just start chipping away at that.
Do you bounce around between edits even? Because, you do the photos and videos for not only Instagram, but the website itself. You update the website itself. You run video shoots and photo shoots for other lifters at meets and shit like that. So obviously my content you help with and the gym's content on Third Street Barbell, Instagram, etc. Do you chip away at each piece, or do you like, all right, I'm going to finish this video complete, and then move on to the next video or picture or whatever?
If I'm doing like meet videos, I like to finish one complete. But if I get stuck or if I'm in between a YouTube video and a photo shoot, just to switch my eyes, I work on one, and then I'm like, all right, I need to look at something different.
Yeah,
I've been listening to Mike talk for 30 minutes or to an hour, and I'm
boring.
Like, I'm out of here. I need to go fuck around with some pictures.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But still, slightly different task then.
Yeah, and then every once in a while, I'll try to like sneak in like creative stuff.
Yeah, I've never been good at like letting a project rest. Which is sometimes good.
Yeah. Right? Sometimes you have to.
Yeah. And I'm so bad at it.
When I run out of options, sometimes that's what I'll do. I'll set it aside or run out of time.
Yeah. 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 100%. I've run out of time, like especially with our renovation shit. You just run out of a day.
You run out of a day. Can I get to a stopping spot?
Yeah.
And then I'll.
With most of my shit, I like to just get it done. I like to check it out because, it's like anxiety screaming at me all day. Like, hey, Mike, you got to send this paper, email that so and so. Like, get it fucking done.
That's why I like to have like a deadline. Like for meet videos, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get everything out in 1 week.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if I have, let's say, 10 to 15. And it's not just like me throwing video. It's like I'm putting
music. Yeah, you make like hype
videos. I'm like analyzing it. And I'm like, all right, I need to do this, that. Yeah. I tell everybody a week to two. But in my head, I'm like, I'm dogging this shit out in like a week.
Yeah. Some of it depends on project too, right? Like, editing videos like YouTube or stuff like that, there are stages, right? Because like the very first stage is just clip out everything that sucks that's not going to be used. So you could like almost do that and pause. Like there's almost set chapters to pause, where other projects sometimes there's not set things to pause.
For sure.
That's it, folks. Hopefully it helps you with your life. It's a skill that I think helps a lot of people, but most importantly is just allow you to be productive. That's all that really matters. If you get your shit done and you're kind of happy about it, we call it workflow or bandwidth when we're talking about, you know, speaking to people on how they work and setting yourself up like that, will allow you to be a little bit more productive. Have a wonderful weekend. New episodes Wednesday, Friday, 3sb.co, Sacramento, California, 3rd Street Barbell. And I'm Solomon. Mike, where you want to find me?
I am at the Jim McDaniel. All the social media. This show is 50% facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just number. It's 50% facts. This is Spreaker Prime Quadcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you next week.